We are currently working through the rulemaking process of the EPA's heavy-duty Phase 3 rule. You have
phase
that three, right?
Three.
And this is the third iteration of emissions rules for heavy-duty vehicles. So these are the tractor trailers that we see on the highways all the time. And the first two sets of these rules have already been finalized, and they were setting sort of a tiered-down approach of emissions reductions over the next several years for new model years of cabs for trucks. And so this new rule is looking at model years 2027 through 2032 and looking at ways where either new technologies can be adopted to lower those emissions, or there can be other ways to have some reductions there. And I think ASA is really supportive of finding cleaner and greener ways to move our soybeans from point A to point B. And we think we do have the solution with biodiesel and renewable diesel. These are lower carbon fuels, drop-in fuels that can be used in vehicles on the road today that are lowering emissions. Biodiesel, a 20% blend of biodiesel can reduce carbon emissions pretty significantly compared to traditional petroleum diesel in trucks today. And so we want to make sure that message is heard loud and clear. Over at the EPA, we don't want to see a transition to technologies that fully remove that internal combustion engine. We think there will be a slow adoption rate of that. We think that there's going to be a little less trust in that in rural areas where you don't have the charging infrastructure for electric. We don't really know what a hydrogen vehicle might be like or something like that. So we do have a tried and true technology that works today, and we just want to make sure that the administration is aware of that as they're considering how aggressively they're going to be lowering those emissions standards. And so there's a couple of different alternatives that they've proposed. One would lead to approximately a 25% electric vehicle heavy-duty truck fleet by 2032 in the new make of trucks. Another one would be all the way up at about 35 or 36%. So if they're going to do anything, we hope they scale it up slower, give folks time to adopt. But we think that we have the solution today to lower those emissions. And in addition to that, I'll just share that trucks are expensive. New trucks are expensive. And new technology is probably even more expensive, and it's heavier. So when you think about hauling soybeans, we're not just thinking about the fuel that's moving them, but we're thinking about the weight of that truck and how many trips they're going to have to take and how long it's going to take to charge it up. And we want to make sure that our farmers have the most efficient, most cost-effective way to move those beans to market. I think almost every soybean spends at least 20 miles in a truck. So it matters to everyone, and certainly for some more than others, but it's going to be extremely important how this rule turns out for us.